Shalom, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the seventh year on the topic of Shem and Hamishcha. In the previous year, we saw a number of kashas. And the Gemara in Klisus and Afei Amar Aleph, Afatim es Hashem and Lomod Bo, Olamosu Letzibor, Lasuch Boi Chayev, that if a person makes the Shemen, Hamishcha, in order to learn how to make it, in order to give it to the Tzibor, he's Pater, to anoint himself, if he makes it to anoint himself, he's chayiv. And the Gemara says, how do you know that lomod bo is aser? And the Gemara answers, because we learn matkunto. It says by the chorus matkunto, and it says here matkunto. So we have a gzeirah shel the ktaris, and it says legabe the ktaris, it says los asu lachem. Lachem is Azer, but Lamosu Letzibor is Pater. Dafka Lachem is Azer, if you make it for yourselves, but if you make it to give it over to the Tzibor, you're Pater. And we saw a very big problem in the Rambam, right? That's the way it is by Ktores and so too by Shem and Hamishcha. So the Rambam paskins l'kabei Shem and Hamishcha that the p'tur is litno la'acherim. It doesn't say l'mosu l'tzibur, but the Ketoris it says l'mosu l'tzibur. So why does it change from the Gemara? And are you learning from the Ketoris? You should say the same thing by Ketoris. And we saw another kasha from Tosfos. And then we saw the teretz that the Achronim give based on Tosfos that there is no Masira L'shima Shad Tzibur B'Shem and Hamishcha because it was La'olam. There's no giving it over to the Tzibur. The Shem and Hamishcha was Moshe was La'olam. So Memela, there's no one in giving it over to the Tzibur. There's only in giving it over to others. But so the Gemara says B'Shem and Hamishcha L'mosra L'tzibur. And also L'gabe the Ketores. You make the Ketores, the Moser Letzibor, it's also possible since it wasn't made by Kodesh, like the Gemara says in the Rambam Paskins. Even though it's possible, but still. We have a limud that even though it's possible, you're still Pater if you're Moser Letzibor. You still need a limud for that. Say it by the Ketores also. Say it by the Ketores, even though it's possible giving it over to the Tzibur doesn't need it. But there's still a limud that if you make it for that purpose, to give it over to the Tzibur, you're Pater. Why does it say Acherim? We saw Rabbi Rechem Fishel Perla and the Rasag, Onshin Yud Aleph, was Machrich B'das HaRambam, that he holds that Shem and Hamishcha is Kasher, even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make it. And therefore, the Rambam enumerates it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So you see that according to the Rambam, it is Shaykh Masira LeTzibur. Because it's kosher, even if it's kosher, even if Moshe doesn't make it. So you can give it over to the Tzibur. And Mimela, the teretz that there's no Masira LeTzibur after Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't hold water. So the kasha is, then why didn't the Rambam say, Rambam himself say, why didn't he say Masira Letzibur? Why did he say Moser L'Acherim? We also learn that there are two p'turs. One p'tur is L'Slamed, and the other p'tur is L'Moser Letzibur. The pasuk that the Gemara brings of Lachem isn't talking about L'Slamed. So where do you get the p'tur of L'Slamed? So by the Ketores, you don't need a pasuk, because it says that it has to be lahariach. If it's l'slamed, it's not lahariach. It's not in order to smell. But that wouldn't teach us anything about Shem and Hamishcha, which isn't making it in order to smell it. That's not the yisser. So how do you know the p'tur of l'slamed by Shem and Hamishcha? We saw the Yeruchim Fishel Perla and the Rasag, who brings the Kiryat Sefer, the Ptur is not a Yafusa from Ktores. It says Asher Yirkach Kamohu. And if you make it in order to learn, then it's not Kamohu. Kamohu is to anoint, not to learn. But then Rav Perla brings from Tosfos, who writes in one Teretz, that it says Shemen HaMishkal Moser LeTzibur is not only in the time of Moshe. When they made the Shemen HaMishcha, but even afterwards. Because what does it mean, Moser LeTzibur? Lelamdom, to teach the Tzibur how to make it. In other words, even though the Tzibur doesn't need it, you're making it in order to teach them how to, you're giving it over in order to teach them how to make it. That's what it means, the Moser LeTzibur. Your Moser LeTzibur, Kedei, in other words, you make the Shemen HaMishcha, I guess, in front of the Tzibur and give it to them, and now they know how the Shemen is made. They know how the final product looks. They know how to make it. So that's what it means, the Moser LeTzibur. Now, it's not Limshoach Bo. It's not to anoint yourself, in other words. Maybe you can say, like the Kiryas Sefer. The Kiryas Sefer wanted to say that how do you know that you're pater if it's lumod? Because it says in the pasuk, yirkach kamohu, and lilmod is not kamohu because it's not to anoint, it's to learn. We see according to Tosis it's not true. Because the Moser LeTzibur is to learn. And still you need a miyut from Lachem. So here where you don't have a miyut, so then it would seem that making the Shemen HaMishcha, even Lilmod, is Kamo. And also we have a Kasha, we had a Kasha B'guf Tifrei HaTosis. That once we have a miyut for Le'Islamed, that you make it in order to learn, and you don't need a miyut anymore. The Moser LeTzibur LeLamed, same tour. If you can now let it do it for yourself to teach, you're not allowed to do it to other, to learn how to do it. You're not allowed to give it over to others either. In order, certainly, and it's not even for you. If it's us, or for yourself is worse, right? So if it's us or for yourself, that's lachem is memait, right? It has to be for you. So for you, it's your pater when you're doing it in order to learn. Pater doing in order to learn. So certainly when you're giving it over to the tzibur to learn, you're certainly going to be pater. So why do you need, according to Tosis, both pturim? That summarizes what we learned in the previous shir. Rav Yochanan Fishel Perla, Tamei on the Kiryas Sefer in Perak Aleph that we just quoted the Kiryas Sefer, who said that the ptur is not a yafusa from Ketores. The ptur of Lumod is because it says Asher Yirkach Kamohu. And Lilmod is not the Meshicha, so it's not Kamo. So Rav Perla says, he's Tamei in the Kiryas Sefer. He says, I don't understand. Kiryas Sefer, Perek Beis writes, Shebektores lehislamed o lemoisra letzibur pater mima shekosub lahariachba. That the Ktores, if you make the Ktores in order to learn, or in order to give it over to the tzibur, your pater, because it says that you have to make it in order to smell, because the Torah is only mechayiv when you make that measure in order to smell it. That's the Kiryat Sefer says, and it's also Mashma Pashas Tevei Ram. The Rambam writes, the Torah is only mechayiv karis if you make it b'maskunt al hariach, but after he writes the p'tur of l'islamed and the p'tur of l'moisra l'tzibur. So in Pashas, this Mashma is going on both. In other words, if you only chayv lahariach bas, in the middle of that pater is l'islamed or l'mosra l'tzibur. If you only chayv for lahariach to smell, so the middle if you're giving it to the tzibur, to learn how to do it, so then it's not, you're going to be pater. Now like the Orachaim writes over here, hakopanim, so that's the Kiryas Sefer. The only problem is against the sugya, because in the Gemara, we have the Mi'ad of the Moser LeTzibur from Lachem, not from the Lahariach. We have a Mi'ad of Lachem, What does Lachem teach you? Lachem is Aser, while the Moser Letzibur is Mutter. So he's going against the Gemara. We don't like that so much. I mean, we have a Kasha, obviously. He knows what he's saying. So that's against the Gemara and it's against himself. Because he writes in Perek Aleph, the Kir Sefer, the Mabit, that Lachem were Mimait Ktores, Lemaisr Letzibor, and we learn Shem and Amishcha from Gzeir Shevet from there. So he himself writes that from Lachem you are Mimait Ktores, Lemaisr Letzibor. And you get from there, you get Shem and Amishcha, and then Vaiter, the Islamid is excluded from Kamohu. It says Kamohu. It has to be like the Mashiach. It has to be for anointing. If it's not for anointing, if it's Lilmot, then it's not Kamo. That's what he says in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph, he says that it's learned from Kamohu. That's the miut of Lilmot. If it's Lislamed, then it's not Kamohu. And the how do you get the miut of the Moser Letzibur from Lachem? But in Perek Beis, he says that you know you have a miut of the Moser Letzibur Lahariach. So what's the miut of the Moser Letzibur from the Lachem or from the Lahariach? We see in the Gemara it's Lachem, but in one place he says not like that, and then another place he says yes like that. That it is from Lachem. So we don't understand the Kiryat Sefer. We also don't understand Rashi in Perish Al Torah. Pasuk Lamed Ches. He writes in Lahariach Ba, Aval Oysa Oysa Bemaskunta Mishalcha Kedei Lemoisra Letzibor. You're not allowed to make it in order to smell, but you're allowed to make the same amount of the Ktores Bemaskunta. Same formula in order to give it over to the Tzibor. So the Tiber Shev and Krisis, cited by Avruchim Fishel Perla, and the Tawfos Ram on the Araim, Rechayin Ches, and Nach, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara gets the miut of Lims the Moser Letzibor from Lachem. And Rashi derives it from Lahariachba. If it's Lahariachba, then Lemaisr Letzibor, then it's not Lahariachba. And that's why you're Pater, that's Rashi. But that's against the Gemara. The Gemara gets the miut of Lemaisr Letzibor from Lachem. It's only Yatzer if it's Lachem and not Lemaisr Letzibor. So Marev Rabbeisai, Soif Dover HaKol Nishma Es Elokim Yeravet Mitzoyt Sevishmor Kizek Kol HaAdam. Soif Dover Anachnu Achshav Higanu L'Shoket Shvura, as they say. ושוב, כדרכנו זה על פי תורת מורנו ורבנו, מאור עינינו לשמוע לזכות אהבת נפש. אז לפי דברנו, כן, זה השיעור השביעי. אז יש פה היסטוריה, יש פה רקע שצריך להיות מודע לו. אז לפי דברנו נראה כך, שהרי פקטורת ביארנו שיסוד האיסור, what's the יסוד האיסור of קטורס? The problem with קטורס is making קטורס that's not לשם. In other words, it's the tachlis of the ktores. You're not allowed to make ktores, that this ktores is going to be not Lashem, as we were medayik in the pasuk. already in the first year. I think it was the first. The Ketores has to be Lashem. The Tachlis, the Sias HaKetores, in other words, the Ketores itself, the Guf HaKetores, has to be Lashem. Otherwise, it's no good. So why then do you need a Heter L'moyser L'tzibur? Shebektoret, kidei sheyaktiru ota. V'rei zeo maaseh haktoret shetzirich la'asoto b'chol yom. One second, if it's L'moyser L'tzibur, then what could possibly be the problem? This is the ketores that you have to make. So why should there be an iser? Gemara says an iser l'moyser l'tzibur. Why should it be aser? What's the havamina that it should be aser? This is what you have to, every day have to make it in order to be moyser l'tzibur. The reason is, as we explained in an earlier shiur, the previous one, we're talking about ketores that's not holy. You're not making it b'kodesh. Since you're not making it b'kodesh, it's not kosher l'akrava. So this is not k'tayres you're making l'Hashem. So that'd be the havamina. That'd be no good l'moyser l'tzibur because it's not l'Hashem. You're not going to be able to use it in the l'Hashem in the Mishkan in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, because you didn't make it b'kodesh. Ava mitzad sheni, kivan sheyesod ha'isur hu b'totza'ah shel asiyat haktoret, since the yesod ha'isur is the outcome of the making of the ktores, and it says in the pasuk, shelo kol ktoret asura, that not every ktores is asur. What type of ktores is asur? Only ktoros that you're going to smell. L'hariach ba. If you're giving it over to the tzibur for haktara, even if it's not kosher, but it's not asiyah l'hariach ba. As yesh lanu po shnei tzedim. Mitzad echad, you're not making it b'kodesh, so it's not holy. It's not l'ashem, b'aya. Mitzad sheni, ze lo l'hariach ba. Ze lo l'hariach ba, ze siba l'ptur. Because it's not in order to smell. It's a reason to make you putter. ולכן אנחנו מבינים עכשיו את הרשי שהבאנו. In the Kiryat Sefer שהבאנו, that where did they learn the ptur of L'moyser L'tzibur from L'hariach Ba? רש"י אומר זה למד מלהריח בה, אבל אתה עושה במתכונתה משלך, כדי למוסרה לציבור, כי זה לא להריח בה. כמו שראינו ברש"י. וגם ראינו בקריית ספר גם כן, שלמוסרה לציבור, מאיפה לומדים את זה? להריח בה. אם זה להריח בה, למוסר לציבור, זה לא להריח בה, ולכן אדם פטור. So that's why they learned it from there. However, אם מצד זה בלבד, היה פטור. אי אפשר היה לפטור בחיי גוונה, מהייתיים גם במפעת אמס השמן, אף על פי שישנה גזירה שווה למלף לזה מזה. However, this would not enable us to learn to פיתום השמן. How can we learn to mefate mes hashemen from k'tayres? We have gzeira shava maskunta maskunta, it's gebaldik. But how do you learn from one to the other? And say that just like by k'tayres, the iser is kedei l'hariach, b'shemen, the iser is only lasuchbo. And therefore you're pater if you make it for others, and if you make it in order to learn, you wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. Why? Because Ari B'Shemen Eino Talui B'Tachlit, as we were marich in the earlier Shiurim, by Shemen the Yisr is not the Tachlis, that the Shemen HaMishcha is not for God. The Yisr is the Asiyah, the Etzem HaAsiyah has to be L'Hashem. Not that the tachlis that it comes out of that is Lashem, but the creation, the formulation of the Shemen HaMishkan has to be Lashem. The Asiyas Kodesh. And there's no din on the Totsah. So, how would you be able to learn from one to the other when it's two different dinim? By Shemen HaMishcha, it's the Asiyah. And by Ketores, it's the Totsah. וכשם שמבואר בגמרא שאת הדין של כמו לכה למלך בגזירה שווה, right, what do we learn in the Gemara? We saw the Gemara that it says כמו, but you can't learn one from the other. Because מפתים is השמן, if you're מפתים half the שמן, in other words, it's the same proportion, but it's only half the amount. You're פטר. And מפתים is הקטורס, Lechetzia, your chayiv. And the Gemara explains why. Shebeshemen amishcha katuf kamo, ve'ilu bektoret, ze lo katuf, katuf b'aktoret asher taaseh, kol asiyah diktoret. So we say, by shemen amishcha kamo hu da'aser, that only kamo is aser, but half is okay. It has to be exactly the same amount. But by Ketores, any type of asiyah, as long as the same proportion, it doesn't have to be exactly the same amount. You don't learn one from the other, and we explained in a previous shiur that by Shemen HaMishcha the Yisod is the kamo means that the asiyah of the Shemen HaMishcha is Kodesh Lashem. So it means that's the kamo. If it's not kamohu mamish, it's not kamohu. What does kamohu mean? It means like you're not allowed to make it like the Shemen HaMishcha. So if it's not exactly the same proportion, if it's not exactly the same amount of Shemen HaMishcha, if it's only half, even if it's the same proportion, but it's not the same amount, self, same shear, so it's not kamohu mamish. That's not the asiyah. The asiyah has to be kamohu mamish. It's not kamohu mamish. You need the same asiyah. Mashenken Bektoret, Yisoda Isura Mechamat Shemahut Zo, Shel Ta'arovet, Hausak Toret, Shechada Yadalaf Samin Shalak Toret Sheba Mikdash, Lotia Lel Hashem, Velolet Sorech Acher. So this essence of Ta'arovet, of Ketores, which is chal through these 11 Samamonim, must be Lashem and not for another reason. And that's why the Asi is Aser. But if it's the same Yachas, you are making the same category of Ketores. It's the same Mahus. It doesn't have to be exactly the same thing. But when it comes to Shemen HaMishcha, it has to be exactly the same Asiya Kamo. But here it doesn't have to be exactly Kamo. Any type of Asiya is Aser. Because you have this mixture of 11 Samamanim in the same proportion. That's enough to Aser. Like the Gemara says, Kol Asiya Diktores. אז עשיית אותו סוג של קטורת שאין לו מקום אלא במקדש. So that's a different issue than המסקונטו of שמן המשחה. By שמן המשחה, the Yisr is the Maisa. If it's not the same Maisa, then the person's potter. By Ketores, the Yisr isn't the Maisa. The Yisr is the Tachlis. But the Ketores that you have in the Mikdash, you can't make not for the Mikdash. So that doesn't have to be exactly the same. As long as it's the same proportion, it's in the same league, it's in the same category. It doesn't say kamo, kamo is kamo mamish. But here it's any type of asiya, even if it's related. And this asiya is related because it's the same proportion, even though it's chetzio, it's shlish, but it's the same proportion, so that's asir. So you can't learn one from the other. That's the distinction between Shemen HaMishcha and Ketores in this area. Because in one case, the Yisr is the Asiya, the Shemen HaMishcha. And so if it's not the same Asiya, it's not the same Asiya. The other is the Yisr is not the Asiya, the Yisr is the Tachlis, the Ketores. Shouldn't be, that you make from the Mikdash, shouldn't be for yourself. So there it doesn't have to be mamish the exact same thing. Any asi is asir, meaning as long as it's in the same league, in the same category, the same proportion of the formula, even if it's half the shear or a quarter of the shear, but if as long as all of the different herbs are in the same proportion to each other as they are in the when there's a whole shear, so that's enough to qualify as k'taris. Because it doesn't have to be kamo mamish, the asi doesn't have to be kamo mamish. You ended up now, you have tachlis, you have k'taris. That's like the k'taris in the mikdash. אז אי אפשר ללמוד אחד מהשני בגזירה שווה. בעניין זה. This din of kamo. They don't learn gzeira shava and say, learn from k'taris to shemen ha-mishra vice versa. Because here it's a different din. We have a din of kamo. It's different. אז כמו כן, לעניין הצורך להריח. You also can't say there's a, as far as the need to the smell. How can there be a gzeira shava from one to the other? By k'taris, the din is you're not allowed to make it in order to smell. But there's no such din when it comes to the Shemen HaMishcha. So again, we had Rashi in the Kiryas Sefer who learned that Lariach was Pater. And therefore, L'Maisr L'Tzibur, it's only Asr Lariach Ba. But L'Maisr L'Tzibur is Mutter. Or pater, not mutter, but pater. Even though it's not going to be kosher, it's still pater. So that's by the k'taris, that's gevaldik. But how are you going to learn to the Shemen HaMishcha? You still need some way to get to the Shemen HaMishcha that l'maisra l'tzibur is going to be pater. And you can't say there's a mir from l'ariachba because that doesn't apply to the Shemen HaMishcha, l'ariachba. וכן הרע שבלאו הכי לא שייך גזירה שווה ללמוד על שמן דבאי באל הסוך. כשם דבאי בקטורת להריח, שראי דין שישנו בקטורת שהוא להריח אינו עניין כלל לשמן המשחה, שאינו עשוי להריח, ומכי תסל למלף מקטור הסדין של המשוח שאינו עניין כלל לקטורת. You want to say that the שמן המשחה has to be דווקא in order to anoint yourself? How are you going to get that from the קטורס? And it's hard to say that's the gzeira shava. Each one latachlis in yano, that the shemen hamishcha has to be l'mshoach and the k'taris l'hariach kashe lomar kach. If you're learning from k'taris, it's l'hariach, and that's not shaykh b'chlal to the shemen hamishcha. V'rak k'shenafka lan mipasuk delachem shenemar b'k'toret shebik'toret yeshno p'tur nosaf comes delachem. That we have by k'taris. So by k'taris we have an additional p'tur. We have additional absolution, absolving the person, making the person pater. That comes that because the asiyah has to be lachem. So there's no nafkamina lagabe the k'taris, because by k'taris we already have a miut from lahariachba. However, the lachem is going to, there is a nafkamina to learn to the Shemen HaMishcha. Gam im ein bo nafkamina lagabe haktoret atzma, shebelav hachi b'lemosra letzibur ein zeh l'ariach. So lagabe the k'taris, as we saw, if it's l'moisra letzibur, it's not l'ariach. Nevertheless, klape haptur hanosaf hazeh, here we have an additional p'tur. Az yesh l'mod mimena b'gzeira shava sheyeshno p'tur zeh gam b'Shemen HaMishcha. So now you can learn the Gzeira Shava to Shemen HaMishcha. And that's why one is Pater B'Shemen HaMishcha B'Oisa La'Acherim. Because we learn Lachem Lachem. That it has to be Lachem. And if it's not Lachem, it's to give to other people, then you're Pater. And you need that limud because otherwise you wouldn't be able to learn Shemen HaMishcha from K'taris. Because K'taris is learned from L'Ariach Ba, that it's not L'Moisra L'Tzibur. If it's L'Moisra L'Tzibur, it's not L'Ariach Ba. So you're off the hook because it's L'Ariach Ba, but it's not L'Ariach Ba. But that doesn't help you by Shemen HaMishcha, where no such rule applies. So therefore you need the Lachem. So therefore, Mitzad Echad, Rashi and the Kiryas Sefer were correct. Like by K'taris anyway, we would be Patur Mitzad Shein or L'Ariach. But mitzad sheni, the sugya increases, has to bring lachem and as an additional p'tur. And that's how we're going to learn the p'tur of mefatim es Hashem. There's no stira from the Gemara to the Rishonim. The Gemara was saying, the Gemara was correct, you do need the limud. The Rishonim were also correct that the Ketoros independently doesn't require that limud. We only need that limud to get to Shem and Amishcha. But Ketoros independently is fine. What can I tell you, friends? Time flies when you're having fun. So we still have to be miyashiv, the stira and the kiryas sefer. We have to be miyashiv, the tesis. And we have a lot more to say, Rabbi say. So my request, first my thanks, is that I want to thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. Thank you for letting me share. And I really mean that, because I just had a flashback to back when I was in first grade in Manhattan Day School. In 1977, it's going back a little bit, and we used to have show and tell. And I remember I really liked that. I really liked coming to show the other kids in the class stuff and tell them about it. So the Havdil, now we're showing and telling much deeper things and ideas and concepts and meaning in life, the meaning of our lives. So I thank you for that and for allowing me to share with you that flashback. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we will continue with our Keno HaKodesh, and we're going to see more Neflos. So this Shemen HaMishcha is a big topic, Rabbi say. You just put in Shemen HaMishcha into the search engine in the Otzer HaChachma program, so then you get yourself 2,000 results and 1,586 svarim. Now they have the new girsa of the Otzer HaChachma. So it's going to be even more. Added another like 8,000 or so svarim. Actually, the first sefer that comes up is the sefer Zahav Kodesh of Rav Moshe Zev Eitan, who's mamish a gevaldika mechadish and Talmud Chacham. Beautiful svarim. So you can start there, and then you can just go down the list and be the world expert on Shemen HaMishcha. Al Kopanim, my Rabbi say that we conclude that's here, and then if God is good to us, God gives us life, health, Simchas Chaim, so we will Beis Hashem Yisbarach continue and see more Neflos, and please stay with me if you're able to, and I thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.